Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we begin today's show, or podcast, whatever you want to call it, with more European action, where Leicester drew with Napoli and West Ham won against Dinamo Zagreb. And of course, producer Tom hasn't mentioned Spurs. Oh yeah, of course, they're coming up a bit later on because they're in the conference and we do that later on in the podcast. Anyway, this was how we reacted to those games on the TalkSport Network.
It's Leicester 2, Napoli 2, and it's Victor Osimhen who has got his second goal of the evening.
Napoli arguably been the favourites for the competition with all the experience that they have and quality. We were very competitive tonight and, we're disappointed to lose the goals. Lots for us to be happy about and lots for us to go away and look at and analyse where we can be better.
The result was absolutely a fair one. Yeah. Absolutely a fair one. And I thought Napoli on another day win it. But my God, not to win that game from 2-0 up. The header, the equaliser, Soyuncu, come on. You're a big unit. Don't let him get a leap on you. Physically, you should be able to make sure he can't get a clean header.
I just don't get what Rodgers is thinking. In my eyes, he should be playing a full-strength squad and going for the Europa League. We'd have beat Napoli today with the likes of Tielemans, Maddison, Vardy starting. We'd have beat him. But we didn't. We played a second-string team and we got what we deserve.
And West Ham double their lead. Declan Rice, that could just be the goal that gives West Ham all 3 points on opening night. Dinamo Zagreb 0, West Ham 2.
I'm really excited by the prospect of, in slightly not knowing how good they can be. I mean, tonight we brought in two or three different players. You know, we changed it. You know, we didn't look any worse for wear for it. We looked as if we could go again. So, look, the challenges will come. My target is to make sure that we've got European football after Christmas time. And if you get to that point, then you know that you start to involve other teams. But one game all it is. And we've got to try and continue the level we've been at. And we're at a good level. The players are in a good place here.
At the end of the day, it's all about getting out of the group stages. And when it comes to the knockout, it's all a bit of luck, obviously. Remember this statement, my friend. Next year, in May, I'll be calling you in the final and I'll say to you, I've told you so.
Yeah, it's been clipped, Chris. It's been clipped and we're going to keep it.
And there we go. Rangers begin their campaign with a defeat against Lyon. They're applauded off the park. They gave it a good goal, but simply the better team has won on the night.
I don't think we've got any major complaints about the scoreline. I think it was a bit harsh on the players over the 90 minutes in terms of general play, but we've been punished for two sloppy moments, one in the first half, one in the second.
This was the fallout or outcome or reaction, call it what you want, from Tottenham drawing with Rennes over in France in the Europa Conference League nonsense.
Spurs dominated early and late and Rennes the better side in the middle part of the game. It's finished in France. Rennes 2, Tottenham 2.
It's a moment that we have to overcome. And today we try to show the players solutions, thinking about the game of Sunday, when things have to happen. But it's about overcoming obstacles that will make us stronger for the future, for sure.
What would concern Spurs fans probably is the injury to Lucas Moura. Yeah. Son is out. He might be back for the weekend. Of course, it's the Sports Bar derby. Spurs take on Chelsea. And Bergwijn as well also went off injured. Yeah. I don't know how bad that is. But that would probably annoy Spurs fans just as much as the performance and the result tonight.
Now, Pep Guardiola has asked for more Man City fans to come to the Etihad, my mistake, for Saturday's match against Southampton after the stadium was left around 20% empty on Wednesday night. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh there. Simon Moni Jordan wondered if City can really be called a big club. Of course he did. When they're unable to sell out a Champions League game. It's a fair point.
I mean, I thought big clubs filled stadiums. Different discussion. If you've got 20% less fans in for a Champions League game in the first one of the season, you've got to ask yourself why that is. It might be that there is a general feeling of discontent towards UEFA that's been there for some time, because we've seen the City fans, I believe, in past turning their backs during the UEFA Champions League theme, whether that's because they can't win it or whether it's because they think that they've been unfairly treated by UEFA. I think it's a combination of the two, but perhaps. And Pep, you know, it was reported on other platforms that he was pleading. He wasn't. He was making an observation. He's used to playing football inside of full stadiums at Bayern Munich and at Barcelona, bona fide big clubs.
I would like to come more people next game on Saturday. We need the people. Sergeant
Pepper's lonely, Sergeant Pepper's lonely, Sergeant Pepper.
You've got no friends.
If I was a City fan, I'd be a bit annoyed at that. It's a midweek game, okay? They don't forget, they've had a game, they had the Community Shield, which was up at Wembley not that long ago. I'm not making excuses for City fans here, but there are reasons.
What did you make of Pep Guardiola's comments? Did it annoy you?
Repulsive, because I love Guardiola. He's the best coach in the world, and I'd throw roses at his feet if I seen him in the street. But it just highlighted how out of touch that he is with his own fan base, because we don't have all the day trippers coming from London. I mean, everyone that rings up your show who's United fan doesn't have a Mancunian accent, so that will go some way to contributing to the attendance issue that Man City has.
Does he realise what people have gone through, a global pandemic, and realise that it's not cheap to go and watch Champions League nights, and it's not easy for people to get to midweek games at 8 o'clock kickoff? And for him to come out and say, come on, we need you there and we need you up and we're going to be tired, it was just, it annoyed me.
Now, Manchester United boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been speaking ahead of their game with West Ham in the Premier League. He was asked if he's surprised by the criticism he has faced in the media since the Young Boys' defeat.
Dreadful defending from Manchester United. They shoot themselves in the foot in stoppage time.
No, it doesn't surprise me, of course. I've got my job. In the media, you tend to get judged by the behaviours and the outcomes rather than the intentions. And of course, it's black and white. And we go into the game with good intentions. We make changes with good intentions. We go into a tackle with good intentions. We play a pass with good intentions. It's always the outcome that decides what headline that we'll see. And very, very rarely is the game either fantastic or really, really bad. Expectations are high, and the performance level, we expect more of ourselves as well. The performance wasn't up to our standard.
On now to the Newcastle United boss, or Newcastle, as some people call it, Steve Bruce, ahead of their clash with Leeds United. Now, earlier in the week, you may recall Moni Simon Jordan saying this about Brucey.
I happen to rate him. I think he's a decent football manager. I think he should leave Newcastle. I think he can never turn this round. I don't think he's ever going to be able to write this.
You think he should quit?
Absolutely.
Well, this was Bruce's response, don't you know?
If you heard all they got to say, you look but turn away, just walk away, walk away.
But if you're going to manage in the Premier League and at the highest level, make no mistake, it's going to be difficult at times. I understand where Simon's coming from. Where does that leave the club? And I never really thought about it then. Never really entered me to say, oh, OK, just because it's tough here, I'm going to walk away. It's not really in my nature to do that. And I won't walk away. I believe at this particular moment, with the experience I've got, that I can try and help the club. A lot of people will find that laughable, I understand. But that's what I genuinely believe. At this difficult moment for the club, there's no disputing that. I hope that my experience can see us through. That's what they say, what they say, what they say.
Gotta walk away today. Now, ahead of Liverpool against Palace, a game you can hear live on TalkSport 2 this Saturday, Sam Ellard has been speaking to the former Liverpool forward, Luis Garcia. Before Garcia sang a duet with Sam, that can't be. He did that? He did do that. Okay. He said that Mohamed Salah is constantly improving.
Mo Salah again! Spectacular effort!
He's an amazing, amazing player. And he's even getting better and better, because now
He doesn't waste in some runs, long runs, dribbling the ball, trying to beat players 1v1. He learned that to be more effective around the box is when you combine, you get the ball, and with the talent he's got on that left foot, he can be vital and key for Liverpool. So I expect even more goals this season because he's becoming more clinical when he's inside the box.
He came from Barca to Liverpool. He's 5'7".
He's football heaven, so please don't take a Luis away.
Well done.
Now, the Everton boss, Rafa Benitez, has been speaking to the media ahead of their game with Aston Villa. That one's live on TalkSport, don't you know. Old Rafa said he's pleased with how he's been received, despite some fans having doubts over his Liverpool connections.
It's a question of emotions. When you talk about emotion, it's very difficult to change people, but when you talk about being more rational and then people that understand the game and they can analyse what you are trying to do, I think the majority of these people, they know that we are doing well and we will try to do well until the end, even if we lose games, but still they will fight until the last minute of every game. Emotions are emotions, so you cannot change someone if he doesn't want to change. But I would say again, the people that has more calm for making the analysis, they can see that we are trying our best. That I think that they will be quite happy with that.
Now, Nottingham Forest have sacked Chris Hughton after six defeats in the opening seven league games, leaving the club bottom of the Championship. We'll hear from Darren Goff shortly on who might come in. But first, it's Simon Money Jordan, who wasn't surprised, of course he wasn't, by the decision.
He's had a year to either get it right or get some direction of travel that looks vaguely like progress. How can you suggest that he joined in October of last year, and I do like Chris, I like him a lot. But in this instance, it's difficult to argue, irrespective of what he's got to work with, he was brought in to make it better in October of last year. He's been there a year, he's had 53 games of different shapes and sizes, he's won one in four. You can't suggest a year into the job that anyone can see anything other than doom.
Wilder, I think, for me, I think it'd be a good move for him. I think he's a fantastic bloke, a top manager, did a great job. And at that level, you only have to look at his record, don't you, to get the teams he's got at those sort of levels to get up to the real top, especially at Sheffield United, getting into the Premier League. I think it'd be a good move for him.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. I'm back on TalkSport today at 4 o'clock on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show, alongside my Friday and Thursday husband, Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it, where, of course, you'll hear more from some of the Premier League managers. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.